This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baby,
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. Happy Friday. I want to get into the PFF secondary rankings here in just a second, but you were saying in the break that Michael Jordan, he's had this home on the market for a long, long time. That's a Chicago home, right?
Yeah, I think somebody purchased it, and now they are renting it as an Airbnb. So if anybody's going to Chicago and you want to, like, floss, you can get this house for a week. It's $120,000 to rent it for the week. You have to put a $25,000 deposit down. I don't know what the cleaning fee would be. It's sure it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot.
But you know what? Also on top of that, it's 17 and a half bathrooms, so you have to worry about not getting to a bathroom.
Yeah. You know? You're in any quadrant of the house, there's a bathroom nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
17 and a half bathrooms.
Yeah, so you can have a lot of fun there.
I always laugh when you see some of these
Who
giant
rents
houses.
Like that? I know it ain't nobody.
I know when you see some of these giant houses, it's funny where it's like, oh, yeah, 25, 30 bedrooms and 20 bathrooms. You're like, what do you need 20 bathrooms for?
They got a lot of people living there.
Apparently so.
Who was it? Bill Gates' house when I was out and visiting Ray Brown out in Cali. And you pass by his house, so the bottom floor is just garages. And you pass by the house, you think you're looking at like a business or something. I'm talking about garage doors on top of garage doors, and then all of a sudden it's another like house right connected to it because it got like a hallway you walk. So, but all the people, all the kids and everybody live right in the same area. Probably why you need all them damn bedrooms.
So here's what's funny. So in Russell Wilson's first year with Denver, people were tracking, like, if you were to Google Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. one of the first things that pops up is Russell Wilson bathrooms versus touchdowns, because he had 12 bathrooms in his house, and people were tracking whether he was going to throw more touchdown passes in his first season in Denver than he would have bathrooms in his house. Now, he ended up with 16, so to his credit, he did pass it, but he wouldn't have passed Michael Jordan.
Nah.
I just don't know what you do with that many bathrooms. But regardless, if you want to go stay in Chicago and you want to stay where MJ stayed.
You might not want to use the same one twice in a week.
Maybe not. Maybe not. You can go hop right in the shower or wherever. Wild.
Let it go, dog.
So PFF just is going through its list season, by the way. Just getting closer and closer to training camp. Still a couple of days away from that. I believe a week from now, you'll have the Commanders rookies reporting. And then the veterans will report 4 days later. But it's kind of list season right now, just leading up until training camp. And so PFF has been grading some of the units around the National Football League. And we talked about the offensive line earlier this week. Now taking a look at the secondary.
All right.
I think when you look at the Commanders' secondary, I think the cornerback room is intriguing because so much of it is going to ride on how Marshon Lattimore plays this year.
Yeah.
And if he comes out and plays well, then you could have a pretty good secondary. If he plays poorly, then I think you can still have a decent secondary, but you're missing still that top-flight guy. and maybe Sanmer still has to go back outside. So you're looking at a secondary right now comprised of Mikey Sanmer still, Marshawn Lattimore, Trey Amos, Noah Igbinoghene. At safety, you've got Quan Martin, Will Harris, Percy Butler. I guess Jonathan Jones is the name I forgot to throw in there at corner as well. So I don't know that it's a great unit. I think it's improved from last year. Where do you think that Pro Football Focus has the Commanders ranked going into this season?
Because they're looking at a lot of what was last year, and then they're looking at new additions. Marshawn did not play well last year because he was injured. I'm thinking they're going to go anywhere from 12 to 20.
All right, so we'll start at the bottom of this list and see when we get to the Commanders. So at 32, they have the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't even know anybody in their secondary aside from Jeremy Chinn, so it makes sense. Mm-hmm. At 31, by the way, I find this one funny. At 31, they have the Dallas Cowboys. Remember when it wasn't that long ago when we spent all this time talking about Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah.
They're ranked at 31.
They're ranked at 31 now? Wow.
30, Carolina Panthers. This one's interesting because J.C. Horn, I think, is one of the better DBs in the league.
Maybe the only one in the secondary, though.
They signed Trayvon Merrig as well. But, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of guys. The thing about secondary is just because you got one dude doesn't really mean a lot.
True.
29 is the Miami Dolphins. They just traded away Jalen Ramsey. And the guys behind them are like Kader Kohou, Artie Burns. I guess you did get Minka Fitzpatrick, so you still feel good about that, but there's not a lot there. Coming in at 28, B. Mitch, Washington Commanders.
28?
28.
I don't think they're 28, Bruce. I don't buy that. I think Mikey, Trey, we still got to worry about Marshawn going to play better. I think Igbinoghene. Nah, that's not a 28 rank.
So I think if you throw in the safeties with this, there's an uncertainty at the strong safety position, I'd say. Because you feel good about Quan Martin as a free safety. I wouldn't say he's top flight, but he gives you, I would say, average to above average play there. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. The corner room, I do think, is better than it was last year. And even if Lattimore doesn't get back to a Pro Bowl level, if he can just get to a serviceable level, then you've got him. I think Amos is going to step in. Remember, we talked to Nikki Jabvala a couple of weeks ago. We were out at the facility, and she had brought up that she thinks he ends up starting week one. If that's the case, you know, I think Trey Amos is going to hit the ground running, and he's going to get better and better as the season goes on. I think he can be an effective corner, but he's kind of a wild card. You don't really know what you're going to get in a rookie season. Sanra still, if he's back in the slot, I think he's an absolute demon. I think he's good on the outside, but I think he can be an absolute game wrecker inside in the nickel. So I don't know that I agree with them being at 28. I think in that range, like you were saying, I wouldn't say that they're going to be in the top half of the league, but if they bumped them up 8 to 10 spots and they're somewhere around 18 to 20, I think that would be make a little more sense.
Yeah. I mean, you look at them last year, they weren't awful against them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pass.
Well, they were awful against the runs. That played into it a little bit.
I mentioned that. But they weren't awful against the pass.
So when you look at some of the teams that are ahead of them, Minnesota is at 27, which, by the way, is a little bit shocking to me because they had such a good defense last year. I don't know why they're at 27 because they depend a lot on their secondary because they asked them to do a lot of unique things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're running all sorts of different coverages that you don't see anyone else really sort of run. Yep. So I don't know if I agree with that. 26 is the Cardinals. They drafted Will Johnson, the rookie out of Michigan that had some injury concerns, but they still got Buda Baker over there. Cincinnati's at 25. The Giants are at 24. Just a couple more. 23 is San Francisco. 22 is Tampa Bay. But I don't know that I fully agree with them being ranked all the way down there.
Nah, I don't buy it.
But do you have concerns with their secondary going into the season? So something that I think that they did this offseason, which I'd be interested to see, I don't know that they've released their defensive line rankings. I'd be curious to know where they would have Washington ranked in the defensive line rankings, because part of the reason that I think that this secondary is better is they looked at it and said, the way that we're going to improve this team is we're not going to necessarily go spend big on a pass rusher like a Trey Hendrickson and trade for him, or assign a big-time guy like a Milton Williams, but we're going to get bigger up front, which they did, and we're going to prove on the back end so that we can trust our guys in coverage a little bit more and not feel like we have to help them out as much, and that can help us in the run game.
Totally. I believe that's what it is, because when you look at their production against the run last year, you're nothing to be to write home about.
No.
If they can be better against the run, that defense is going to drastically become better. I know, like, PFF, a lot of their stuff is like, oh, they got names too. They see names and they rank people based off of names a lot of times. And there are some guys that are going to have names, or they came from certain schools, and they may not produce. Your team doesn't have to be great. It just has to, if they can limit the explosives, they'll be great. That defensive secondary will be totally better. But you can't be having those games where you're giving up two and three big bombs.
Well, you just allow
People have to work it down the field.
When a team has the ability, when they feel like they can just constantly run the football, it's like having an easy button on offense, right? Yeah. When you just feel like you can always rely on the fact that I'm just going to hand it off and I'm going to get 6 yards, 5 and 6 yards, then you don't have to feel as, you don't have to be as perfect offensively, because then you can, if you don't get something on first and 10, you throw it down the field, you don't get anything. All right, well, I can hand it off and get to 3rd and 5. I can get to 3rd and 4 by handing the ball off. So not being able to stop the run, it's funny how as time goes on and everyone likes to talk about how the game evolves and things change, it's still about running the football and stopping the run.
Totally. Totally, because if you can run the ball, you stress the hell out of a defense. If you can stop a run, you stress the hell out of an offense.
Yeah.
Because what happens as you begin to get closer, at the backs of the defender gets closer to the goal line, they got to now take chances, take risk, and that's where big plays come from. So if you just throw the ball all the time, you're going to be the one having a problem, because instead of going 3rd and short, you're 3rd and long, teams can really dial it up and come at you. Because everybody know about the amount of time before you have to let the ball go. And they begin to do that. But if you can run the ball and you get that thing to 3rd and short, and like Washington was last year, 4th and short, where they put Jade in a position, he can run it, he can hand it to somebody, or he can throw it, you can't make the right decision. When he would come out on the edge, you would see those defensive backs. You could see that their heads were spinning. If they step up, he dropped it right over their head. If they went back, he ran and got the first down. It stresses you out once you can run the ball. And I think they need to improve it this year, and they also need to improve against the run.
How well do you think Will Harris is going to step in and take Jeremy Chinn's role?
I think Will Harris, he hits. He likes to thump. But I believe, like, he loses size from Chinn, but maybe he's a little quicker.
Yeah.
Maybe he could cover a little better.
Yeah, because
you know, that's all that, like, that
Chinn wasn't a great coverage guy.
Yeah. So when you lose a guy and you look at his size, you know, Jay always go, oh man, Chinn was huge. Okay. But I need you to be huge and also be legitimately a great cover guy. Because that's where he got in trouble when it came to coverage against tight ends.
Well, that's also going to be a big thing, too. This is where the linebackers have to step up because mm-hmm. you do lose some of that size at safety.
Yeah.
Quan Martin's not a big guy. Will Harris isn't a big guy. Now, I don't know that you would say that Will Harris isn't a good tackler, so that maybe is a little bit of a moot point. Just because you can hit hard, either way, if you just get the guy to the ground, that's really all I care about. I don't care if you pop the guy or not. But
I do care how you hit him because I tell you this, when people came across the middle and Sean Taylor was lurking, they put their eyes on Sean more than they did the football.
They don't have a Sean Taylor on this team right now. But I think it does talk about the importance of the linebacker position as well. You got to make sure that when you have an opportunity, whether it's Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, one of the other guys having to step in, McGee, Medrano, Dominique Hampton, one of those guys.
That guy right there may end up being a secret weapon. Cade Medrano, former wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
can run 4-4. If he can be fit into your defense as a linebacker or that big nickel, what they call it, where that safety comes down. What if he can, he's fast enough. If he has the ability to run with those tight ends and all, he might be a guy to do a lot of things for you this year.
Which, by the way, is why I like this draft class, because we've talked about all of their day three picks. Mm-hmm. Jalen Lane.
Yeah.
Kane Medrano. Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt.
Yeah.
And every one of those guys, maybe they're just nothing. Maybe it's just a day three pick that they have to develop. But every one of them, when you talk about them, like, man, they got some potential and they can really, really help out.
They have stuff that makes you excited about what their capabilities or possibilities could be.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Do you believe in the secondary going into the season? Do you have some questions about maybe Will Harris stepping in for Jeremy Chinn? Do you believe that Marshawn Lattimore is going to bounce back? What is your confidence level in the secondary going into the season? 800-636-1067. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.